we now owe you for the rest of your life. We owe you.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says New York State has a lot of work to do to ensure that its veterans are getting the care they need. In her remarks to convention delegates, she especially reached out to Vietnam veterans, a group she says was mistreated upon their return home. She noted her uncles were among those who never got the hero's welcomes today's veterans get.
And so any chance I get is a chance to speak to veterans of all ages. I want them to know we need to right that wrong.
Paul Stewart is an outgoing Erie County commander and one of the local delegates to the convention.
I was Vietnam era, but non-Vietnam. I was Air Force Intelligence in Germany. We came back home. You felt like the enemy. That's why it was nice to have the American Legion. I could go down there, talk to friends, feel like I'm wanted.
Others, meanwhile, say the old wounds will never heal. Andrew Booth is a delegate from Levittown and a Vietnam combat veteran.
There's an old saying, you can right a wrong, but in this instance, you can't. It's with the Vietnam vets. I happen to be one, and it will be with me for my life. When they bury me, it will still be in my heart.
Today's active military members, meanwhile, have their own concerns. Hochul, who previously served in Congress, recalled a visit to troops in Afghanistan.
One of the most heartbreaking experiences I had was that when I was in Afghanistan at a base, talking to active military who were surrounded by threats. The Taliban was right there. We were in Helmand Province. And I asked them what their biggest concerns and fears were. And it was coming home to the United States and not getting a job. They were so afraid they would end up on an unemployment line.
An estimated 20,000 people serve out of Fort Drum, while an estimated 600,000 veterans live in New York State.
Needed outreach, reach a hand back to the younger ones, and let them know, just like you, you're going to be okay. Thank you very much.
The American Legion Convention wraps up on Saturday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.